Hi, it's Bowerly News Radio 930 WBEN. Lucas Buckley is at Master Control, doing a great job. Love my Lucas Buckley. In a platonic way entirely and not an HR kind of way. And anyway, hey, we don't even have an HR person here anymore. I can say what I want to. You know, Lucas. Anyway, nobody works here anymore. We have all this office space and nobody works here except the people you hear on the air. I mean, it's wild. Anyway, welcome to the show. If you're just joining us, hi, glad you're part of my day. Happy to be part of yours. And we're talking about the Buffalo News. And I've not come to praise the Buffalo News, but to bury it. Now, I've not come to mock the Buffalo News, but, you know, it's something that is happening in our community, and I want to talk about it. And before I go any further, let me just say, as I've said previously on this program, there are some people at the Buffalo News I would love Odyssey to hire if they're ever available, if the news goes belly up. I'd like Alan Pergament to get a job at GR being a sports talk host, and I think Rod Watson, Bob McCarthy, and Dan Herbeck would be great additions to our newsroom. So it's not like I'm sitting here happy that people are suffering. I mean, I'm just saying, look at Tom Tolles. Tom Tolles was with the Courier Express. Courier Express folded. Buffalo News got him right up. They recognized talent, got him, and now Tom Tolles is worldwide renowned. So we're talking about whether you still get the Buffalo News, and I really want to hear from people in their 20s and 30s who subscribe to the Buffalo News or who read the Buffalo News. I did the sample subscription about a year or 2 years ago when some stuff was going on at the radio station. I didn't want to miss the articles, and then I canceled when the price went up to whatever it did per month. So the reason, the impetus for this show, really quickly, my mom, after 80 years, she's 89, so I'm calling it 80 years of being a daily Buffalo News reader, canceled her subscription, which she had for over half a century. And the reasons why: they did away with Crypto Quip. She loved that game. They did away with Dear Abby. They were charging $159 for 3 months, cutting into my inheritance. They did away with The God Squad. They did away with Miss Manners. They had two crossword puzzles, including one that was a commuter puzzle. And they did this thing at the bottom of a page where they'd give you a word, they'd define the word, and then your job was to make as many other words out of that word as you could. So that's why she dropped the Buffalo News. She was not happy with the news coverage. And it's interesting, she did not mention, when I spoke with her about an hour or so ago, she didn't mention the political bent of the Buffalo News. But let me simply say, I know my mom pretty well, and I will tell you that their bent is not her bent. But that's not why she canceled it. I mean, she didn't even cancel it after the, you know, Bowerly is Crazy article. That just shows you where her priorities are. But anyway, 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Hey, I didn't know in 2014 they had stealth personnel gear. I had to learn that on my own. And I put it all on my Facebook page. You can see the pictures and know that, no, I was not crazy. Never was. Speaking of not being crazy, I'm going to do a ghost show real soon, so stand by for that. Not today, but it's coming up. It's, you know, Halloween. Hey, by the way, real quickly, before I get back to the calls, and I apologize for keeping you on hold, send me pictures of your house decorated for Halloween. I want to do a Halloween decoration photo gallery. Send me your Halloween house decorated, Tom@WBEN.com. Tom@WBEN.com. I want to do a gallery of the best haunted houses, Halloween decorated houses in Western New York, because my neighborhood people go a little bit batty. Let's get to the calls. Oops, on WBEN, close, but no cigar. Here's Dan in South Buffalo. Dan, Buffalo News and you, what's the status of the relationship?
Yeah, hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's the puzzles. That's why I'm calling. I'm just so upset over it. I'm taking out the great big one that was on Saturday. I love that thing.
Now, when I say Crypto Quip, does that ring a bell?
No, that one I don't do. I know what you mean, but I've never done that. Strictly that big puzzle and the two in the Sunday paper. I will never buy the paper again for the rest of my life. And Miss Manners also. It's a guilty pleasure. Got to read that.
Oh, Miss Manners. Okay, I will admit to stealing some topics over the years from Miss Manners. I think Miss Manners is a great piece. But, you know, here's what I don't understand, Dan. When these syndicators send out these puzzles and everything else, are they really that expensive that they had to do away with them? Are they that desperate at One News Plaza? I mean, how much does Miss Manners charge per day for the Buffalo News to run her work?
Right. Now, a friend of mine is printing the puzzles online for me, but it's like he's got to go through a lot of effort to do it, and I hate to put them out. It can be done, but you need to know a computer guy. I'm too old for that. I'm not that modern.
Yeah,
I will never buy the paper and then still have to put my friend out to print the puzzles. I'll just read it for free if I see one laying around.
Well, I tell you, take your friend out for a steak dinner every now and again.
Yeah.
All right, my friend. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And you know, thank you. You know what's interesting? Again, everybody, so many people are older. We've had one younger person calling who says, hey, I read the Buffalo News. I also get the Sunday New York Times. I really want to hear from some younger people. I wonder how many – see, if you're in your 20s or 30s, when I say the Buffalo News, I wonder how many of you say, what's that? Is that something I should know about? It's interesting. Let's go to – and by the way, do they still have school newspapers? We had a school newspaper, Kenmore East. I don't even know if they do that anymore. Damien in Tennessee, no less. You're on WBEN.
Tom, I heard your show and I had to get on.
Excellent.
Buffalo News. When I moved out of Orchard Park, my subscription ran out. It was one of my happier days of my life. You take the first section of the Buffalo News and just throw it out. Because all you have in there is bylines from other newspapers. You have the New York Post and Washington Post, New York Times, whatever. And there's nothing unique in that articles and in that first section. Second section, you got a lot of local news. Okay, that was pretty good. But I have been reading the Wall Street Journal for years. Because that has gotten some balanced reporting, just not financial. There's a lot of world-related stories that you just can't pick up anywhere else. So there are other papers out there. And even in I'm a little bit west of Nashville right now, and they have a local paper called the Tennessean, which is essentially a copy of USA Today. So Buffalo does not have a lock on bad newspapers.
Well, no. And look, revenue and readership have got to be issues across the newspaper world. Let's put it this way. If your 401k money was invested in newspapers, would you want it to stay in newspapers?
Definitely not.
No,
definitely
I mean, it's...
When I come back to... No, go ahead.
No, you do. You're on hold.
No, okay, I'm sorry. When I do come back to Buffalo, I'll pick up a paper and I'll look at the news and I go, why did I pay this much for this? The content just isn't there. It's not worth it.
All right. So, and by the way, you mentioned the New York Post. I don't think the Buffalo News has a deal with the New York Post. If you've read the New York Post, they have a little different editorial slant than the Buffalo News.
I meant the New York Times and the Washington Post. Yes, you're correct.
I thank you very much. I appreciate the call from Tennessee. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. And somebody just sent me, Frank just sent me a picture of a ghost picture captured at a restaurant in Gettysburg we've been to many times, the Dobbin House, which actually goes back to the Revolutionary War times. So don't worry, we'll do a ghost show or two before the end of October. I'll wait until I get Tim Wenger drunk, and then I'll tell him what we're doing, and you know, hopefully he'll forget. Here is Jay in Boston on WBEN. Jay, you're on. Hello.
Thomas, sir.
Yes, sir.
Interestingly enough, I canceled the paper print edition probably about 2 years ago when the price went ridiculous. I did keep the e-edition, the electronic edition, and I canceled that officially. So I am divorced as of October 1st. They jacked the price of that up also. They all of a sudden decided to make that $75 quarterly, and that's untenable for the amount of content they have that actually is relevant to this area. They're reprints of everything from New York City you can name. They're waving the Kathy Hochul flag. It's ridiculous. It's garbage paper now, and I just can't pay for that.
Okay, so it was a mixture. It was cost. You couldn't justify the cost for the content, and you weren't happy with the political slant of the Buffalo News.
100% correct, and I feel bad on your show of all places, on this radio station. That is your namesake. to a certain degree.
Actually, you are correct. For those who don't know, back in the early days, this paper was part of the newspaper. WBEN stood for W Buffalo Evening News. Ironic, isn't it?
Exactly correct. That now you're basically reporting on the demise of that paper. I mean, the new editor in their new quarters, which I believe will consist of two rooms and one unisex bathroom, I wish them all the luck. But it's just not worth spending the money on anymore.
Well, I appreciate the call, and I hope I've made clear enough that I don't take any joy in. I'm not trying to urinate on the new grave of the Buffalo News, but it's something that we have to talk about. And I think I've made it clear that there are some people there I'd like to see over here. But I think part of it.
Agree 100%.
Part of it. I'm sorry, let me just say this, and then you can go right ahead. Part of it is, I think the Buffalo News helped to dig its own grave by turning off 50% of its potential audience. Number two is just the nature of media itself changing. We see it here in radio all the time, and it changed even more tectonically with the print media. Now, go ahead.
And that's exactly true. Bruce Andreotti, he used to be a wonderful writer, kept his posure as best he could all the time. Gave the man all the credit in the world. Rod Watson, we'll have views occasionally that, you know, I disagree with personally, but he also comes around on the right issues at the right times. I mean, if an earlier caller mentioned the Obama years for the news really taking a left-hand turn, it started as far back as the Clinton years and the impeachment. And Jack Quinn at the time was our congressman. They came back to the right side a little 9/11, and then they went deep left after that, and that's just ridiculous.
See, I remember in the 1990s, and certainly in the era of Jimmy Griffin, the Buffalo News being accused of being far left wing. I think it goes well past Bill Clinton. And I'm trying to figure out when the Buffalo News took a left-hand turn. I don't know. I mean, I suppose people would say, well, when did WBEN take a right-hand turn? But if you'll notice, I don't do a lot of political shows.
Not at all.
I thank you, Jay. I appreciate the call. Thank you. Do you have anything to do with the Buffalo News? We've heard somebody who canceled the E edition, $75 a quarter, which equals $300 a year. And they just weren't happy with the content. And it's very interesting finding out from where people get their news. And, of course, our cell phones read our minds and listen to our every spoken word, and they feed us information that we think we're going to have an interest in knowing more about as we start our day. Right back to the calls. I hate leaving people on hold. Here's Margaret in Tonawanda. Margaret, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Oh, hello, Tom. Hey, I canceled my paper a couple weeks ago, and after I hung up canceling from them, the first thing I did was call WBEN and said, WGR, and I said, you better put this show on this. And I know that Sandy Beach would have loved to have been hosting this conversation, too, because he had their number a long time ago. And I've had the paper over 50 years. I used to pay by the year. I used to pay for my parents and my in-laws for a Christmas present. They had their present for Christmas. And just everything that everyone said is the same reason why I canceled. The content, what they had. But the thing that no one has mentioned yet is after I told them that I didn't want the paper anymore, they said, well, they're going to give it to me for a cheaper rate for a couple weeks so I can get used to it. I said, there's nothing to get used to. I can't, you've messed this up. And you know what they said to me? Okay, well, you can cancel it, but it's going to cost you
$5. $5. Why are they charging you a fee to cancel?
Well, that's what I said. I said, I never heard of this before. So that's why. And they said, oh, no, that's, I said, well, let me talk to supervisor. Of course, you can barely get through to anyone. You couldn't get through to anyone. I said, this is outrageous. I said, I pay for it by the year. You never had to chase me for the money. And then they had it with the gas that for the next 3 or 4 months, they're going to take an extra $5 away. And when they take the money away, what they do is they just shorten your delivery dates. And I said, well, I never heard of this paying $5 to cancel. I never even heard of adding $5 for gas. If you pay by the year, that was what I paid. You gave me the bill. I paid it. Now you're going to charge extra $5. We're not talking great sums of money, but $5 to cancel was insulting after I told you that the paper, they'd have the same article in the sports section that they had in the local section. You'd get the paper, and it would be so... Some of the pages, the print was so bad you couldn't read it. Sometimes it was folded that you had to unwrinkle the paper so that you could read, you know, certain sections. And, I mean, for what they charge, it was just ridiculous. So that was it. But that's what I was hoping. I even called the Attorney General's office, and I said, is that legal? Can they do that? Can they charge you $5? And they said, well, we can't give legal advice, and but you can. We'll send you a form that you can fill out. But I'm wondering, no one else has mentioned that, but it seems insulting to me after you've been, you know, you don't just cancel overnight. You think about it for a while.
Well, exactly. I mean, exactly. And what I would like to know is the question that I've been thinking about this whole time listening to you is, what was the tipping point? We all have our breaking point, whether it's in a relationship with a person or a product. What was your tipping point with your relationship with the Buffalo News?
Well, I think most of it was the my husband likes to do the different puzzles or whatever, and they discontinued. He did one puzzle, I do the other. So some of that was it. And then I never read comics, but I guess the comics, they've knocked that out quite a bit too. So I think everyone has their own things. Like you said, they had the God Squad, Ann Landers, Miss Manners. I don't even know if they have the People's Pharmacy. There's certain articles that you always want to look for, and so now it's just gone out of hand. Of course, the slant of the paper, I think everyone's just about, you know, said the same thing. And then the price of it was just getting outrageous because you're getting less for your money. And can you imagine going to the store and paying $2.50, I think it is now? Is it $2 or $2.50? And there's hardly anything to it.
Yeah. You mean on a Sunday?
Terrible.
On a Sunday? Because I literally have not purchased a Sunday paper in forever. And the subscription that was trial was an e-trial.
Yeah, I think they're $4.50 or $5 for a Sunday paper now.
Oh, good grief. Well, of course, some of the homeless people used to put the money into the paper box, take every paper, and then sell them at a discount to commuters on the way into work. Well, that's unfortunate. So with the $5 for gas, is that gas for the Buffalo News trucks to get the paper to the hinterlands, or is that for the drivers, the delivery drivers?
You know what? I never found out an answer for that. That's what I'd like to know. What do they charge that, and who's getting that money? But again, even for the pizza delivery and such like that, you don't know. You know, you do it as you go along. You don't, after someone's paid for the year. If I've paid for a pizza and then they're going to tell me we're going to charge you extra for gas, well, then that's my choice. But I've already paid, right? It doesn't make sense.
Well,
said $5 to cancel. You know what? I'm almost wondering if they're doing all these things on purpose because they want to file bankruptcy or they want to move out of town or. I mean, no intelligent business person would make all these changes and not expect it to go down the tubes, right?
You know what? I do not know what goes on in the minds of corporate titans. I haven't a clue. Thank you. I thank you very much, Margaret. All right, we're going to continue this after the news, and this would be a bad time to call. Suddenly, I feel I should have a shot of Crown Peach in my hands, and Booker next to me, along with Gary and Bill and a whole bunch of other people, Shelley. But I don't have a shot of Peach Crown in my hand or Crown Peach. I do have vitamin water, however. Yay. So Booker last night says, hey, I got a present for you. So I go out to his Jeep. He gives me the box of the Fisher-Price Little People Buffalo Bills, Sean McDermott, Josh Allen, and Stephon Diggs, which now occupies a place of honor in my dining room. It stands out like a sore thumb. Anyway, welcome. It is, he got me a Popeye t-shirt, too, because I love spinach omelets. Anyway, yeah, so much for my life. Good friends, always good to have. Anyway... I should mention, too, that Bill Mason, the French onion soup was on Bill Mason last night. I didn't take him up on the offer, but it was out there. The Buffalo News, formerly known as the Buffalo Evening News, I'm bringing this topic up because after an 80-year relationship, my mom has divorced the Buffalo News. She started reading it when she was a little girl. She's 89 years old. She's been a subscriber, 60 years, 70 years. But the relationship ended. She did not receive, for the first time in how many years, that long, she did not receive a paper on Sunday. I spoke with her during the break at 4:30. I said, Mom, run down that list of why you canceled the Buffalo News. And she was all set because she was going to text me. Crypto Quip, a puzzle she liked, no longer part of the paper. Dear Abby, no longer part of the paper. And who didn't like to voyeuristically see the problems of others explored by Dear Abby? The price, $159 for 3 months. They took out The God Squad, Miss Manners, 2 crossword puzzles, including the commuter puzzle, and at the bottom of the page, a word that they would define for you, and then you could see how many words you could make up out of the word they had given you. So that's why she gave up the Buffalo News after, I mean, folks, an 80-year customer. You've got to really F up to lose an 80-year customer of your product. Think about that for a minute. And we're having call after call of people who have said basically the same thing my mom has said. And we've had one call from a guy in his 20s who reads the Buffalo News, also reads the New York Times. And if you are in your 20s or 30s and you are a Buffalo News subscriber or reader, I would love to hear from you. But if you've canceled the paper, I'd like to know why. I'd like to know when. And I'm getting the sense that a lot of the cancellations were recent cancellations, like me mom. 803-0930, apparently watching too many Beatles documentaries. 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Let's go to Brian in Amherst. Hello, Brian. You're on WBEN. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Tom. I just left my mother's house. She's 87 years old, and she just canceled the paper for the same reason your mother did, the puzzles.
When did she cancel it? Today?
About 2 or 3 weeks ago. I still get it on Sundays. We canceled it, so I drive over, on the way to work, I just drop it off. She lives in Amherst, over by Amherst High School, so I drive by her house in the morning and then just go up and give her the paper from Monday mornings and give her the paper, and then... But she's too afraid to talk on the radio. I just left there, and it's the same thing. It's everything's Trump bad, Republicans bad, Democrats good, Pelosi good, DeSantis bad. It's just, even the people that write in there to the letters to the editor and that, it's all just Democrats good, Republicans bad, and it's just sickening. It's sickening when you read it. It's not biased. They don't just report the news. There's no local news anymore.
Well, I cannot get over the fact that they sent like 2 or 3 reporters to my neighborhood when people thought that I'd had a psychotic break. What a total misallocation of resources. And they must have been really pissed when I put those pictures up on Facebook showing, no, here's what I was dealing with at the time. And as you can see, it was real technology being used. Thank you very much. That to me, but here's what's hilarious. Okay. After basically calling me crazy on the front page, her own son, my mother didn't cancel the paper, but they took away Crypto Quip and she cancels the paper. She's got her priorities, right?
Even the funnies are not the same. She mentioned that today, she's, the funnies aren't even the same. They're terrible. And nothing's the same anymore. It's just bad. It's just a bad newspaper. We got the Amherst Beat. I get that delivered.
Wait a minute. When I read the Amherst Bee, I'm also looking at what I believe is left-leaning journalism.
Oh, yeah. Right, about the dam?
Well, anything about Mayor Rogers.
Yeah.
It's like Mayor Rogers bad, new board members good.
Yeah. Yep.
But I mean, this is, see, again, It's like, I don't understand. See, when we were growing up, and if you're younger, this might be news to you, because there was an era before Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity and Rachel Maddow. When we were growing up, newspapers were supposed to be objective. Just the facts, ma'am. Who, what, where, when, maybe, why. They didn't have opinions. They didn't skew biases. But can you put a date, Brian, on when the Buffalo News went to the dark side?
Oh, boy. You there?
Yep.
Oh, okay. When the Buffalo News went bad. Oh, God. Maybe. I think it was Clinton area. Clinton era, right around there. Right around that time.
But you know what? I mean, if you remember, Jimmy Griffin very famously had massive feuds with Murray the Lighthearted and the Buffalo News. By the way, Murray Light, you see his monument at Forest Lawn? It's huge. It's like the Great Pyramid of Cheops.
Yeah, we went on the tour there last year, too. I didn't even see it.
It's enormous. It's not in Section 26, but it's kind of close.
Oh, cool, yeah. I was born on West Hazeltine, you know.
Oh, well, you probably knew my mom when she was... No, you wouldn't have known my mom, but that's my mom. That's her stomping grounds, Hazeltine and Mang.
63 years old. I slept in the bottom drawer of a dresser at 135 West Hazeltine.
Look, I'm not a therapist, sir. I'm just a talk show host. I thank you very much. I appreciate the call. I slept in the bottom drawer of a dresser on West Hazeltine. All righty then. That's something I'd like to explore. But the good news is he still drops the Sunday paper off to his mom. So it mustn't have been that bad. 803-0930, star 930, and 1-800-616-WBEN. Do you still get the Buffalo News? Are you still subscribing? Did you cancel? If so, why? And what I'm hearing today, you know, this, I'm hearing a lot of recent cancellations. It's like, and part of it, the reason I'm doing this show is my mom canceling after being an 80-year customer. The other reason is last night, when I'm trying to enjoy my crown peach with Booker and the boys, they called me. I saw an incoming call, Buffalo News. I answered it, and I could tell they were trying to sell me on a subscription, and I told them that I had died. David, West Seneca, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Oh, Tom, long-time listener, only my second call to you. I apologize for that.
Yes, you should apologize, sir.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Taking me for granted, it's horrible.
I should have called you more often. Anyway, I go back a long time with the Buffalo News. My parents were in delicatessen business, and we would sell the Buffalo News. And those were the days where we had steady customers, and the hopper would jump off of the Buffalo News truck, or Buffalo Evening News truck, dump off the papers, and we would write the customer names on the top of the papers. And usually by 6:30, they would all come in and pick up their newspaper. And I was only maybe 12 years old, and I started to get interested in the paper because I used to write the names on it, and I started reading it, you know. So I've been a longtime reader, but I did enjoy the Courier Express more than I enjoyed the Buffalo Evening News. I thought it was a much, much better paper, much more well-informed with local news and local events. My parents, my mother's 96 years old. God bless your mother. My mother's 96 years old, and she just canceled, and she's been a subscriber for probably 70 years, okay? And she canceled because of all the same reasons that we've been hearing, you know, the cost. I recently canceled because of poor delivery service and the cost. I live in an apartment building, and for some reason, the delivery people just could not seem to find apartment number 9. I don't know why. It's on my door. And then they told me that they couldn't deliver it upstairs. I had to go to the first floor to get it. Well, you know, Tom, at 6:30 in the morning, you're in your bathrobe and slippers, you know. You know, you just want to open your door and get your newspaper.
Sir, I didn't even know there was a 6:30 in the morning. I don't know what other information you've been holding back on, but there really is a 6:30 a.m., I'll be damned.
The paper would come. Yeah, the paper would during the week would come around 6:30. But on Sunday, it would come much later. I don't even know what time it got here, but it was much, much, much later. And also, way back when, the Buffalo Evening News used to have food coupons in the paper. if you know about that or you remember that, I'm sure many of your senior listeners will remember there were free food coupons in the Buffalo Evening News. So my parents would cut out those food coupons, and I'm sure their thought was the money we save on the food with the coupons
right.
pays the paperboy, okay? But, of course, they cut those out a long, long time ago. And so I dropped the news because of the cost and poor delivery service. And then when I didn't get my paper, they say they would credit it to next week. And I just didn't want a bookkeeping nightmare because of the Buffalo Evening News trying to keep track of what they owed me, you know. So, yeah, so I dropped it. And they call me quite often, all right. They call me quite often. They're a pain. They won't go away. And now they have been sending me renewal slips in the mail, okay? So I get these renewal slips in the mail. Tom, here's what I want you to tell your listeners. You get those renewal slips in the mail with the self-stamped addressed envelope back to the Buffalo News, rip it up into small shreds of paper, put it back in the envelope, and mail it back to the Buffalo News. That's what I do.
Oh, man. You're vindictive. Very vindictive.
I'm vindictive, but I get a kick. I get a kick out of them.
Note to self, don't piss off David. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, 69 years old. You know, I don't have much to look forward to.
All right. Thank you very much, David. I appreciate it. Call. Don't make this your only call of the year. All right. See, that's interesting because a few of you have mentioned coupons, grocery coupons. And if you will remember 10 years or so ago, 10, 15 years ago, remember when couponing was all the rage? And there would be articles and news stories about, I went grocery shopping and I got groceries for a month and the grocery store ended up giving me a check. Remember that? And I don't think it's like that anymore. And I don't know that that's the fault of the newspaper or whether that's just, you know, the marketers are putting coupons elsewhere or whether coupons just aren't doing what they used to do. I don't know. William in Newfane, we're talking about the Buffalo News. What's your take?
Well, my take on the Buffalo News is it's been going downhill for about the past 10 years. And as of a week ago, I'm done. I'm canceling my subscription. First off, they started swinging way too far to the left about 10 years ago. It used to be that if the Niagara Falls paper had an article and tried to quell a disturbance, the Buffalo, and put, say, two-paragraph article in there about, we had a minor disturbance, the Buffalo News would print the truth that there was a full-scale riot and a police car flipped over. And then they got an editorial cartoonist in there who makes Republicans and members of the NRA look nothing but a bunch of buffoons. If you're a Democrat, you can't do anything wrong, but if you're a Republican American, they do nothing but lambaste you. Third, we used to get a lot of coupons in the Buffalo News. We no longer receive the coupons we used to. I mean, it helps when it comes to buying your weekly groceries. Lately, they've totally screwed up the format of the paper. We used to have a Niagara County section in there. They don't put that in any longer. The cartoons that I've been reading for 50 years are no longer in the paper. It's just not worth the price they want for it.
My friend, what cartoon in particular did they remove that got your dander up?
Well, they removed Prince Valiant. They removed I've been following that since, back in the 1980s. They removed The Wizard of Id. They removed Dilbert, Blondie, a lot of the cartoons that we've watched, we've read for years.
Man, they did away with some serious classics. I don't know what they're thinking over there. I thank you very much, William. A number of people have mentioned coupons. You're the third or fourth. Thank you kindly for the call. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Let's get to Dave in Clarence. And by the way, thanks, guys, for all the calls on this subject. I am fascinated by this. What a changing media landscape it is. Dave in Clarence, you're on WBEN. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey.
So we got rid of the Buffalo Evening News probably about 15 years ago because of the political slant. But I got to tell you, now we really need the Buffalo Evening News because my wife, she breeds dogs, and we use it to potty train the dogs, potty train the puppies.
Jeez.
They pee and they poop all over it, and it does a great job, and that's the only good thing about it.
Well, it's super absorbent, I suppose, would be something in its favor. Just out of curiosity, don't the pee pads do the same thing?
We don't do the pee pads because on the bottom there's plastic, and the puppies will, if you're not watching them all the time, they will chew the plastic and becomes a choking hazard.
Oh.
So the newspaper, especially a slanted newspaper, is the best thing for those puppies.
I'm happy to hear that. Just one quick question. What kind of dogs does your wife raise?
Cavapoos.
Oh, really? I might actually know. Does your wife have a really cool Facebook page with the updates on every litter that's coming along?
Absolutely. And I think you might know one of them. We see you post every once in a while. I think you might know Sienna.
Yeah, Sienna, absolutely. Oh, what a small world it is.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sienna is Mrs. Nerd's parents' dog. So that's why he said Cavapoos. Wait a minute. Could it be? All right. So I'm happy that Sienna came from a fine conservative home. The dog is on the spectrum, I'm not going to lie, but the spectrum of decency and good, of course.